Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait.
Scared your partner's going to leave you or you're going to leave your partner and feel like there's no zest in your life anymore. Feel like you're like, oh, I need thrill. I need danger. I need something to give me some juice because right now, bored's shitless. I want to be a protector. I want to be a provider. I'm doing all of these things, but for some reason, it's just, I feel numb and lost and empty. Or you feel like a damn workaholic right now. You're like, man, I'm just obsessed with work and I can't stop. Or you're in the position where you're like, okay, I do not know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do with my career. I've done this job and I'm completely uncertain about what to do next. Or I've got a couple of businesses. Maybe I should focus this on my business. Or maybe I should spend my money here. Oh, I don't want to spend my money here in my business. Maybe I should start this new thing. Maybe I should get this coach. Maybe I should do this person. If you're in any of these positions, this video is for you. I'm going to teach you guys a technique that we teach in the Set the Standard community, which has changed hundreds of men's life. And I'm not exaggerating by that. And it's deeply, impactfully changed my own. So the theory comes from a book called Wild at Heart. John Eldridge was the author. And then I have taken his concept and I've used it and applied it with methodologies and forms and diagrams and all the things that we teach in the Set the Standard community. And it just makes so much sense and it works. Every group call that we have, every time we run through something, someone has a mindset from this and they're like, wow, this is one of the key factors that have changed my life. And we've had some pretty awesome stories happen in the Set the Standard community. You can head to the Set the Standard Instagram page. Link there if you want to check it out, link below. So I want to get into this theory. I want to teach you guys this. So essentially the theory that I'm teaching you is called purpose, beauty, and danger. And that is anytime that you're experiencing any of those symptoms, usually any negative symptoms at all, it's just to take a second to think yourself, okay, where am I at on the purpose, beauty, danger scale? Where am I on that? And if you picture a triangle for purpose, a triangle for beauty, and a triangle for danger, if you've got a healthy relationship with purpose, beauty, or danger, you're at the top of the triangle. If you're experiencing symptoms, usually you're either going to be on the negative side of the triangle or the not enough side. So there's not enough purpose or not enough beauty, not enough danger, or the too much danger, too much purpose, too much beauty. And essentially what happens is I'll start with the beauty first, right? Because I think everyone can relate to this because everyone's been in relationships, always thinking you understand what all these problems are like. So when there's too much beauty in your life or you're experiencing beauty, most of the time beauty represents and means relationship or woman. Or feminine, or if you're a female, it's the masculine, right? That's what it represents, beauty aesthetics. You can get this from puppies, you can get this from some sort of aesthetics and get this fix of beauty in your life. So beauty, if it's too much, looks like attachment. Oof, I need the partner, I need this relationship. And what happens in that relationship is you start showing up as someone who you're not. Usually you put on a mask, you put on a mask, you put on a face, you let people cross your boundaries in ways that you would never let them cross your boundaries beforehand. Like you may have a partner with a woman and she starts considering, oh, I want to like see other guys or something. And you might actually seriously consider that shit. That's like, wow, how like attached you have to be to someone to consider like that is completely crossing boundaries. Like, and I know recently a problem, I'll talk about this in another podcast, but like a problem is like men opting out of the family dynamic of not wanting it because women are becoming like awesome, amazingly masculine. However, the challenge is bigger for men to rise up with their own masculinity. And because we haven't got the role models right now, it makes it extremely difficult. And what happens is that as we get this needy and attached men and we're like, oh, I want this girl, I want this partner, but oh my God, fuck this. I don't want to deal with it. It's too hard. It's too much because they have to face so much of their own shit in order to allow their allow their masculinity to support their partner's masculinity. And yeah, we just become attached losers. I've been there myself. I remember that I was with one girl. She cheated on me probably 10 times just to get vulnerable. I'm not kidding. It's like literally 10 times. Or like, oh, like in a break or legit just cheating. She probably kissed, I don't know, all together. Probably kissed like, I don't know, like 40, 50 other guys. Go out to town and kissed like 4 guys a night. And I'm like, what the hell? And I stayed to that because I was so attached on the beauty, the too much side. The not enough beauty is withdrawn. That's the, oh, don't want a part of this, don't want a bar of this, ew, yuck, I'm going to pull myself away. Then over a period of time, either she's going to leave you or he's going to leave you or you're going to leave them. It's withdrawn, can't open up, don't have the emotions, don't want to do it, don't want to work on yourself because if you're in any relationship, welcome to the best personal development journey ever. And if you're both not working on yourself, personal development, especially in this day and age, good luck, right? Good luck. For the ones that are getting through it without personal development, whew, take my hat off to you if I was wearing one. But for everyone else, please do personal development if you want it to last. And it looks like not taking responsibility for any of that shit or your own stuff. No, wait, not me. It's like, well, if you want love, you want connection and you want fulfillment, you want meaning and you want zest and energy and adventure and passion in your life, you're not going to get it. Not in a way that you'd most love. But most guys, you know, a lot of people are opting out for other things these days, which I believe is a knockoff of responsibility. I think that we're all here to, you know, raise the collective consciousness of the world. And that is definitely done through children. It's done through a lot of our relationships. My personal belief. Danger. So danger, bitches, whoa, whoa, whoa. Too much danger is thrill, excitement, adrenaline. That is, you know, it can show up in the forms of getting addicted to a martial art. It can show up in the forms of just like gambling, taking huge risks, just nonstop, just becoming obsessed with something, chasing it through, or addicted to traveling or something like that. Now, understanding with danger is always there, right? Danger could always be like, like doing these crazy things, business or like whatever it is that gives you some sort of a risk. Maybe not so business as much, depending on your purpose, but it can look like holidays. It can look like avoiding responsibility, look like anything that I can do to get a thrill. Now, because danger is always there and we always seek it, if you don't have enough danger, it can show up in the form of porn, video games, alcohol, drugs, all the rest of it, because the danger that you're not seeking in terms of too much is going to show up in another way. That's the negative side of danger. It's like, ooh, it's going to be there for sure, but it's going to show up somehow negative and I can get this through and I can feel like I'm killing people. I can feel like I'm crushed or whatever. I get all these emotions from danger. Ah, I can get this through from all these other areas. Well, it's like, well, if you really want it, really focus on your woman because she is the most dangerous plaything. Friedrich Nietzsche had a quote, man seek danger for that. He wants a woman as the most dangerous plaything. So that's really cool. But with danger, though, that's how it's going to show up if you have a negative relationship with it. Purpose is an interesting one because too much purpose is a silent killer. That's the workaholic. That's the 20, 30 years down the track, realize he had nothing or realize he had like no fulfillment, no love, no connection, but he fucking achieved this. Steve Jobs, right? He was like, no money in the world. Like, I wish I loved more harder, like before he died, whatever that quote was that he had that was like kind of sad. It's like, oh, wow. He wish he had, you know, connected more and loved harder instead of built his business. Like it wasn't as important to him. He was a great example of too much purpose. Not enough purpose looks like lazy, bored, can't be bothered, stuck in a job you don't like, unmotivated, operating at a score out of, you know, 5.5 out of 10. Like, oh, I'm pretty good. Like I'm average, best of the worst and worst of the best. And, you know, not 100% clear on your goals or your vision, or even if you do, it's like you're just unmotivated to crush them, right? So what we want to do is be able to crush our purpose with our, like someone as a partner who we can grow deep in love with and stimulate us and make us feel love and joy and passion and, you know, have arguments with and stuff that we're still like, oh, you frustrate me, but I love you so much. And seek out danger within our purpose and our relationship as well. Like seek out healthy forms of danger. Like for example, public speaking, adrenaline is hell, right? Adrenaline is hell. Or talking to someone really famous. For me, that gets my juices flowing. Those are just like two examples that you can use of danger to weave into your business. Go teach something. What are the things that scare you? Raise your prices, double your prices if you're in a business. See how that goes. There might be a little bit of danger there. Or like you can seek out your danger through like friendships. If you have healthy friendships where you guys challenge each other to grow and stretch and, you know, and do things like, you know, we have a retreat called the Next Level Retreat for men. And that is just, it is all danger essentially in like the healthiest way possible, where we just like expand the most thrill and adrenaline ever. We're just completely outside your comfort zone. You just transform into a new person after that. Depending on when you're listening to this, we've got certain dates for it. Links will be linked below. Have a look if that sort of interests you, if that definitely interests you. So when you apply this to your own life and start thinking, okay, I've got these symptoms coming up now, negative or positive, whatever they are. I'm frustrated. This is what's happening in my relationship. This is what's happening in the danger. Think about where you're at. And if you're listening to this right now, like I challenge you to like sort of just write down or even think, okay, which is the one? Are you negative purpose, positive, like too much purpose, not enough purpose? Too much beauty, not enough beauty? Too much danger, not enough danger. And just notice that you're like interlaced. Like if you're, you know, too much purpose, you're probably not enough beauty and you might be too much danger in some areas or not enough danger. Just like figure out where you're at. And then you just ask yourself the question, okay, for example, if I'm too much purpose right now or not enough purpose right now, what can I do in order to stimulate myself? So if it's not enough purpose, it's like, well, if I'm not enough purpose and I'm not enough and I'm too attached, what I'm going to have to do is just like remove, like do something for myself. I have to implement boundaries. I have to have some of my own time and get really clear on my purpose. That's an opportunity, like join Set the Standard. If that's you, you need to find your purpose. We're the best at that. We've got free masterclasses and stuff. Like, check out some of the links below if you're interested. If not, we're good. But if you're like, and you need to find purpose, or it's like, and I'm too attached to beauty, I need to remove some beauty. If I haven't got enough purpose and I am like not enough beauty, maybe I need to find a partner. Because sometimes men need to find a partner and need to have like the beauty in their life to feel inspired, to feel connected to something, to like start to find their purpose. And then like, if you're not enough purpose, like think about, okay, where am I at? Am I with danger? Is there too much danger? Am I video games, porn, masturbating, like a negative danger? Or am I on the other end where all I'm doing is just going on holiday, spending all my money and just doing like wild shit, like I'm addicted. Sometimes it's like, you know, athletes will do that and they'll just get like so consumed and they'll forget about investing or setting themselves up in the future and just like run everything to the ground because they're addicted to the high. And that's fine, like for a period of time, as long as you're just smart about it and it is on purpose and it is with beauty. So you just got to know where you're at. So if you haven't got enough purpose and you're like, okay, there's too much danger. Like, is this actually a link with my purpose? Is this fulfilling? Is it hurting me? Am I doing something stupid here? Do I need to pull back on danger, or do I just need to move danger into my purpose a little bit more? Now, this especially happens if you're on the negative side of danger. It's like, okay, I am not getting the stimulus that I need out of my career and out of my relationships, which is why I'm on this negative side of danger right now. So what can I do now in order to fill my own cup up and get this danger back? Is it something so full on where it's like, I need to just quit my goddamn jobs? We have people in the Set the Standard community, literally just like, we have so many people just come and quit their jobs. We have so many people just like the boom with business success, all because they're like, wow, I need some more danger. And there's a decision that I've been making, I've been avoiding. I just got to do this and lean in. We've had people move houses, move interstate, travel seas, like move overseas. You've had people go on holidays that they never thought they ever wanted to go on. Like, their parents have never like condoned traveling. They never thought about traveling. And next minute they're like, fuck, I'm traveling overseas right now. I'm really living their life. Some of them have like never wanted to ask a girl out, and they do. And they're like, cause they understood that, like, okay, I'm not being stimulated and all of this danger is going into negative shit that I don't need. So if you like this podcast, or you like this, please like below, leave a comment. I'd love to comment back and share with a friend, and follow me on Instagram, Corey Boutwell. Shoot me a DM or leave a comment on some of the quick tips in there. Would love to connect and chat with you. So thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. I hope you found some use out of this one. See you in the next one.
Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.